WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Not all the best Broadway songs come from the most famous shows. Some recently reissued Broadway cast albums help explain why some shows didn't succeed. But classical music critic Lord Schwartz says that some forgotten shows have numbers that shouldn't be.
When I was a kid growing up in New York, I fell in love with Broadway. If a show looked good on paper, my family would get tickets before it opened. Every now and then, we'd get stuck with a clinker. One show, Seventh Heaven, which was inspired by a famous silent movie, had a pretty score by Hollywood's Victor Young, and a cast that included Gloria de Haven, Ricardo Montalban, and a remarkable young dancer named Cheetah Rivera, 2 years before West Side Story made her a star. But it got such bad reviews, it closed after only 44 performances. The cast album disappeared almost as quickly. It's been a collector's item. But it's just been reissued on CD, and there are some delightful numbers. Here's Camille, Colette, Fifi, in which three Parisian hookers express their philosophy. Guess which one is Cheetah Rivera?
For this we charge a very modest fee.
Another show I saw that seemed to have even greater potential for success was Fade Out, Fade In. An affectionate satire of Hollywood in the 30s, it starred Carol Burnett and had music by Jules Stein with book and lyrics by Betty Comden and Adolph Green, famous for another Hollywood satire, Singin' in the Rain. During the run, Burnett was injured in a taxi accident and started missing performances. Then she signed up for a TV show. Fade Out, Fade In actually closed, then reopened when Burnett was legally forced to return. But it never recovered its lost momentum. The long out-of-print cast recording has finally been issued on CD. One song is a gem. You mustn't be discouraged. With Burnett and dancer Tiger Haynes imitating a nauseatingly optimistic number by Shirley Temple and Bill Bojangles Robinson.
When you think you've hit the bottom and you're feeling really low, you mustn't be discouraged. There's always one step further down.
Both Seventh Heaven and Fade Out, Fade In are part of Decca's marvelous series of reissued cast albums. One new disc includes three musicals from the World War II era. Irving Berlin's This Is the Army, from 1942, features Berlin himself singing a song that he resurrected from a musical he wrote during World War I.
Been a soldier quite a while, and I would like to state the life is simply wonderful. The army food is great. I sleep with 97 others in a wooden hut. I love them all, they all love me. It's very lovely, but Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. Someday
I'm in 1946, Harold Rome wrote a musical about the transition to civilian life called Call Me Mister. The number I can't get enough of features the delectable Betty Garrett lamenting the recent craze for Latin American dances.
Take back your samba, ay, your conga, ay, your rumba, ay, ay, ay. I'm dislocating, ay, my verta, ay, brelumba, ay, ay, ay. I got more bumps here, ay, than on a, ay, cucumber, ay, ay, ay. Though I lack neighborly relations, all these up and down gyrations try my patience. Olé! I think it's time to call a truce. I'm telling you, so I'm shaking loose my poor caboose. Olé! All of this going and this coming to this fancy Latin drumming numbs my plumbing. Olé! South America! Take it away!
Another Decca album has two shows with lyrics by the great Dorothy Fields. The highlight is The Fireman's Bride, a surprisingly naughty number from Up in Central Park with music by Sigmund Romberg. It's sung by Celeste Holm, who wasn't actually in the original cast, though it seems written especially for her.
Fireman Joe McGee, who married in June, wants to be free. He bought a handsome love nest, but his high-flying spouse likes the firehouse. She wears a crimson skirt, a fireman's hat, red flannel shirt. Clang goes the bell and she's off, boys, in a cloud of confusion and dirt. Oh, the fireman's bride, the fireman's bride won't sit home by her fireside. From all accounts, she'd rather bounce in the fireman's net. She leaps to the engine and clings to the hose. How she hangs on, nobody knows. Out comes the net and then over she goes. High up they throw her while she hollers, "Mower!" The fire.
I really love listening to these old shows. Even the worst of them, with their combination of showbiz savvy and corny innocence, are a kind of unconscious history, revealing something about the time they were written. And then, if we're lucky, there's the one cherishable song that transcends all the foolishness that surrounds it.
Lloyd Schwartz teaches at the University of Massachusetts at Boston and is classical music editor at the Boston Phoenix. I'm Terry Gross. All of us at Fresh Air wish you a very happy and healthy New Year.